Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
I'm going to share with you producer Kelly Cheese sitting in the studio with me. Keep me company while Jen's dealing with her baby, Reese. I'm going to share with you some emails that have gone back and forth. Well, not even back and forth. Some emails that have come forth, Jen, or Kelly, from the president, not even the president, the guy who has deemed himself police officer of the Homeowners Association.
What?
Do you live in a place that has an HOA?
Nope. I'm still renting over here.
Okay. That I understand why. I'm one of the few people, I think, who understand why homeowners associations exist. They're to prevent you from spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a home and then having your next door neighbor paint their home pink and get a bunch of goats in the front yard. Like, so you create a homeowners association and then they police things like that. But then sometimes things go too far. Like they'll make a rule that you can't leave your garbage can out after 9 a.m. Like if pickup happens at 7 a.m., your garbage can has to be in by 9 or 10. Well, the reason for that rule is so that everybody doesn't have their garbage can sitting all over the place.
Okay.
There's two ways to police that. You can either attack the people who,
right,
at 9:01 whose garbage cans are still out and go put a sticker on their door and you're a terrible human with your garbage can all over the place. Or you can just be like, well, they're not a violent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
I deal with a guy. You know, I like to go to the lake every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the community that I live in doesn't have garbage pickup. Instead, it has dumpsters. And you are to take your bagged trash to the dumpsters, which are kind of like on a little side road next to the community.
Right.
Right. The subdivision, if you will. There is a guy who has made himself supreme ruler of the dumpsters.
These are my favorite people. These are my favorite people.
And I have compiled the emails that he has sent over the summer about dumpster usage.
No.
Okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to share these with you. And listen to the progression of rage from Captain Dumpster Police.
Is this directly to you or
no,
is this to everybody?
This is a mass email.
Okay.
It's a community.
Okay.
Hey, man. Here it is. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hope everyone had a fun weekend. Just wanted to throw out a quick friendly reminder to collapse all boxes before throwing them in the dumpster. It'll help from getting full too quickly. Thank you. And he signs his name.
Not so bad. That was easy.
Nope. Now we go fast forward. Every one of these is just a couple weeks apart.
Okay.
Hello again. First 2 weeks of the summer season have passed. Still had a few issues with the dumpsters. Some people just need to be a little bit better about respecting all of the rules so we can still enjoy our shared dumpsters. Some of the items found there, : an entire large box for a leisure activity slingback chair.
God.
A very large box from Wellington Drop Leaf Table, and at least two completely inflated large water rafts.
So not only is he calling out some people, he's calling out exactly what they threw away.
I don't know why you'd throw out perfectly good water rafts, but they were in there inflated. Please help out. Thank you. Fast forward a couple weeks. Okay, starting to be an issue here, guys. From now on, don't even put any boxes in there. None at all until after the dumpsters are emptied on Tuesday. There are more uncollapsed boxes and unbelievably more fully inflated rafts. Why in the name of God are there rafts in there? Then he signs it, slightly annoyed.
Slightly annoyed. I would like to know why people are throwing those away, though, you know?
It explains itself.
Oh, here we go.
4 days after that one. In all caps, what the hell, everyone? The boxes. Please stop with the boxes. It is unfathomable that you wouldn't take a few minutes to collapse the boxes for the betterment of the community. From now on, household items only. No boxes at all. That also means no rafts. It is becoming clear to me that if someone is intentionally buying new rafts at Walmart, inflating them, and then throwing them into the dumpster just to agitate me.
No way.
My wife found a novelty pool swan in there last week. Cut it out.
I wouldn't even be mad if I found that.
Next email. I hope everyone is happy. We now have 2 dumpster pickups per week at an added expense to the entire community. Expect this to be passed along in your HOE fees next year. One of these will just be to take care of the rafts, inflatable animals, and one industrial-sized weather balloon if somebody has the motivation to put that in there. And another just for all the boxes, meaning we don't have anywhere to put our real garbage. This is exactly how I want to spend our money. Picking up your novelty practical joke garbage that takes up all the space in these dumpsters. Then, in all caps, for the love of all that is holy, collapse your boxes and the jokes are done.
Is that the last email?
Nope.
Oh my God, I wouldn't even be mad if I was finding these floats.
Hello, everyone. You may have noticed there's a padlock on the dumpster now. I've purchased that padlock and placed it around the dumpsters. If you'd like to throw something out, please come see me. I can give you a form to fill out. Just kidding. But I would like to ask you to describe what piece of trash you want to throw out is, why you're discarding it, its size and weight. Maybe that would solve the problem. Then I'll approve the trash you want to discard and you may throw it out. Just kidding. But there is a padlock on the dumpster. Please come see me before you throw away anything. Thank
no
you.
Way.
24 hours later. It has been brought to my attention that the locking of the dumpster could be illegal. I have unlocked the dumpster. I have removed the chains. They are free again now. Free for you to use as you wish, which I assume is inappropriately. I've turned over the dumpster and disposable management duties to someone else now. Thank you for your time. They will be in touch.
Wow. So have they been in touch? Have you gotten any more dumpster emails?
No.
What? I couldn't even imagine if I found a swan inflatable float
They're
for the
totally
pool.
Totally jacking with them.
Yeah, I would keep that. Or I'd start placing them one by one into everybody's yard.
This guy, legitimately, if he wasn't 65 years old, I would explain to him what trolling means. Like, this guy fully got trolled by our own neighborhood. Like, somebody blew up a swan and put it in the dumpster. Like, that's awesome.
It's so awesome.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.